What's up, everybody in podcast land? My name is Becky, and I am here with my friend Ben. Ben, say hello.
Hello.
And we are trying to start a podcast because I have great interest in the things that Ben does. He likes to go travel all over the world.
In other words, she's obsessed about me.
It's true. It's true. I am obsessed about him because he travels all over the world. He goes to wine tastings. He has a degree in history, but so do I. And we just have a lot of things in common, but way more not in common. So it's one of those, who the heck made you guys friends? And it was definitely the Almighty.
Well, what started it is, she saw a cute little Mexican that she can boss around and become her slave. And, you know, I'm kind of used to that kind of stuff.
He likes being the slave.
I like being used and abused.
He's a bottom.
Oh. Oh, Becky, Becky, Becky.
But anyway, I just thought it would be really great to get to hear Ben talk about his travels and his interests. He really likes wine. He really likes history like I do. And we just have a lot of fun together. So I thought, let's start a podcast, see what people think. So, Ben, what got you interested in traveling?
That's a good question. I mean, what started... I've always wanted to travel when I was younger. Obviously didn't get to that up until I was 23, 24.
And where was your first trip by yourself, without your family?
Well, I went with a friend of mine. We went to Spain, went to Madrid for a week. And then I just started traveling to different places, not completely alone, but I went to Portland, in Oregon, I went to Austin, San Antonio. I did a day trip to Seattle from Portland with my friend. And then I got a little more daring to travel alone. And so I took a 2-week European trip. But technically half of that, I met up with a friend. But the other half, I was completely by myself.
How do you like traveling alone? Do you prefer having a buddy, or, I mean, are there pluses and minuses to traveling alone?
There's definitely pluses and minuses to traveling alone. Plus is you have people to take pictures for you.
Aren't you worried your phone's going to get stolen?
No, like, I think that would be the main plus, is like if you're traveling with someone, your friend can take the pictures for you. Like, of you, you know what I mean? You don't have to feel awkward taking selfies. Because I'm still on that stage where, like, I refuse to take a selfie in public. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And sometimes I'll sneak one in if no one's looking. Or, you know, like, yeah, I guess you can go up to a stranger. And, like, that does... And that would be a plus, too, because you start conversations with people. It's like, hey, you know, I'll take a picture of you if you take one of me. And right. Sometimes you end up talking, and then sometimes it's like, oh, you know, hi, whatever. And it's quick and it's over. Another plus is you're on your own schedule. I don't like being on people's schedule. I'm, like, on the go.
I am the same way.
I can literally, like, the thrill and the adrenaline of being in a different country for the first time or whatever, just that you're traveling, is, like, I don't necessarily have to eat breakfast. I can just get up and go, and I'm like, boom, 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 boom. I can run on an empty stomach for a bit without having to take consideration of anybody else.
Right.
And I can do it. My feet can literally hurt, and I don't care.
No, because you're running around Disneyland, which is the world.
This bitch in her Disneyland. But it's awesome. I'll give her that one.
But no, it's true. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. Okay, so your first name is Ben.
Oh, yeah, we skipped right through my...
Well, we did, and that's okay, because, okay, what's the meaning of this podcast? We're going to talk about you know, things that interest us. And one of the things that interests me the most is the fact that, well, between us, is the fact that Ben travels everywhere. But there's also the fact that he loves wine, and he's a lush for sure. He's a fucking wino. And if you really like wine, he's definitely the person to go to find out which wine goes with best with which meat, or if you're a vegetarian, I'm sure he can find a vegetable to go with your wine. But he goes on wine tours, he goes on trips by himself, he goes on trips with friends. He'll do a day trip to Vegas if he wanted to and turn around and come back. But it's not so much where he's going, it's how is he getting there? And what are those secrets that that he has for cost of living versus cost of travel?
Yes, because I'm a baller on a budget. Like, my definitely. Ass ain't rich. And I want to appeal to, like, other millennials and not the bougie hipster millennials. I'm, like, the millennials like me that didn't grow up rich. We grew up middle class, in a sense, but you don't make a lot of money. Like, I don't, but I still manage to do what I do.
And how old are you?
27.
27. How old am I, Ben? I'm Becky, by the way.
You're old enough to be my daddy.
No, I'm old enough to be your mommy.
Aren't I my daddy?
No way. No.
Yeah, she's...
I'm a mommy.
She's mature.
I'm 46, which is fine. We've been friends. Ben, how did we meet?
In college.
In college? But I'm 46.
She's not your run-of-the-mill traditional student.
I went back to school at 38 years old. My son was 18. And Ben was 19 at the time. I didn't know him, though. But I went back to school when I got the chance to. Got two AAs, one in history, one in anthropology, and then went on to Cal State San Bernardino, where I got my bachelor's in history, and that is where I met this beautiful creature, Ben. And Ben also has a bachelor's in history because we graduated together.
Yes.
Yes. And we just clicked from day one. I would say from day one.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
From the day we met, yeah.
I wasn't the old lady.
No.
No. Did I ever come off as the old lady?
No. I don't... Honestly, I don't care about people's age. And to be completely honest, like...
Younger people bug you.
Not that they bug me, but... Becky just, like... She's so youthful at heart. But that maturity is there that people my age lack. And we have a great time.
We do.
And you know what? Sometimes I feel like when we're together, we're actually the immature ones.
Right? We are the immature ones sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And it's really funny because his mom is just a couple years older than me. But I get along with her just as well as I get along with Ben. So, shout out to Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Not Molly the drug, I promise.
Oh, but you know what?
You never
if
know.
If you want it to be a drug.
Just kidding. I would never. I really wouldn't because I'm too much of a mom. I'm actually going to be a grandma, believe it or not, in less than a month. And I'm super excited. So.
She's a cool grandma.
Not yet, but I will be. So anyway, the questions I have for you, Ben. So your very first trip was to Spain. And I remember all the Snapchats and the Facebook feed and I kind of lived vicariously through you while you were going to Spain. And one of the things that I really enjoyed watching was your trip to the aqueduct. Because I look at that stuff, I look at the pictures and I see, you know, the history behind it with Rome and all the emperors that went through there. And I think about, you know, all the horses that traveled with men on their backs, working for the emperors of Rome and the imperialistic type of leadership that was going on, you know? So, it was a lot of conquer and slaughter, but these were men who were men and women were women, but they could, throw down if they needed to because they did what they needed to do in that time period to conquer and grow.
Yes.
Right? So here you are with this aqueduct in Spain, and this aqueduct, tell me about it.
Hold on, I'm choking on my wine.
Don't choke on the wine.
Oh my God. Yeah, just in case you're hearing this every now and then, or a lot, I'm drinking, you know, because I'm a lush.
No, he's a wine lover. He loves it. Loves it.
And by the way, it's a great Mexican wine from the Valle de Guadalupe. FYI, it's really good.
What's the name of the wine?
It's a Zinfandel.
No, what's the name of the wine?
Oh, La Cheto.
La Cheto. Anytime we drink any wine, we promise to let you know what it is. Because you never know. We'll put it in the description if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is La Cheto. And actually, it's L.A. Cheto. It's not even La Cheto. It's L.A. Cheto. Zinfandel 2016. It is estate bottled in El Valle de Guadalupe, Baja California. So you know that shit is good.
Mm-hmm. The Napa of Mexico.
Napa.
So yes,
I would like that.
It is.
It wasn't too sweet. I liked it.
No, it's a good zin.
Yeah.
So the aqueduct. Yeah, it was literally like surreal because I'm standing and I'm touching a structure that was built probably a good 2,000 years ago at this point.
Right.
1,500, 2,000 years. No, not 15, about a good...
Minimum 2,000,
yeah.
I'd say.
Maximum 2,000.
Yeah. Maximum, like Maximus. Maximus.
Yeah, she's more nerdy than I am.
Oh, whatever.
But no, it was like, I'm right there, I'm touching it. It's literally... There's nothing holding that thing together other than it itself. Like, it's just the way the stones were laid, mm-hmm. That's how it's...
So there's no concrete between it?
No.
There's no sealant? That's crazy.
No
cement? That's crazy.
And if something happens, God forbid, their plumbing goes out, that particular aqueduct, because I was in Segovia, that could work if they needed to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
2,000 years and they could reuse it.
They can reuse it.
It's one that was used during the time of the emperors of Rome. It's before, I mean, as you're bringing
in
Catholicism.
To be completely honest, I think even, obviously before modern plumbing, they were still using it. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And but is there any lead in it or is it all concrete?
No, it's all stone, like
right,
whatever.
So actual stone.
Yeah,
is it burrowed out stone or is it like mixed concrete? That
girl, I know damn architect now.
Well, shit, you need to learn.
But
did it have several channels where water went through and like distributed to different areas?
I didn't see because you just see the whole aqueduct structure and you can see it goes. It like zigzags and stuff.
So you can see that it does distribute.
It distributes into a main building that I don't think is no longer there. There's ruins, obviously, but obviously the structure's not there. But it would have went in there, and then from there it stores and it filtrates and filters into other areas.
Oh, nice!
So that's how like they would get their plumbing because it's just like from there one little. Like sewage pipe in a sense would go in one direction, another in another direction. It was just
that's cool. I see, those are the things I want to see, things mm-hmm. that have been around for thousands of years.
And I'm very like, I feel like with history it's something that shouldn't be forgotten.
No.
So whenever I travel, no matter where I'm at, I'll always incorporate something historical, but I'm not boring about it. And
so, well, what else did you see when you were out there in Madrid?
Oh, a lot of hot men. you asked me what I saw.
No, it's true.
No, but it's like, with me, when you go on trips with me and you live vicariously through me, you're gonna get me and my version of my travels.
Right.
So, like, I'm very educational, but I'm kind of funny as fuck.
Yeah, you are.
I may not be funny right now because, you know, this is...
Well, we're trying to get it started.
Yes.
And it comes naturally, so it's either we're going to be funny or we're not. If you don't think we're funny, then whatever.
Wow, you as dry as my asshole right now. So...
Lube that shit up. No,
Water-based lube.
I hope so, because the other stuff is too crazy.
I know, we're a little nasty sometimes. So
we're
just
weird. We're weird.
But no, it's...
You can handle it.
A lot of people I've known who watched my travels like it because they get that aspect. Like, they legit tell me, like, you're funny. Like, you bring a whole different approach to it. Mm-hmm. And there's people who are like, I don't even need to go there because I was there watching it.
Right.
And...
You just make me want to go.
Yeah, because then,
every time.
And I make it a point to, like, I never will talk shit about, like, tourist, like, the two touristy areas, but I'll go there just to see those tourist spots, but I leave right away, I see what I gotta see, and I take people off the beaten path, and I do
things.
Yeah,
that's one thing I really like.
It's like, no, I mean, okay, everybody goes to the Eiffel Tower, I'm gonna go there, let you bitches know that I was there, and I took a picture of it. And then I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah.
That a lot of tourists don't do.
Yeah, but
do,
if you're in France, you're going to go to a fucking vineyard. So.
True.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do other things that not too many people will do that is just as fun or interesting or that would make you want to do that.
Well, if you know the language in the places that you're at, are you going to ask locals where to go or how often do you get to
do
that?
Oh, I always do. When I was in Lisbon, I totally just, I took the ferry across the river to where, it's literally like a lot of tourists miss it. It's Qashqaish, I want to say. A lot of like good local seafood. I mean, you can get that in Lisbon, but it's different when they cater to tourists like that because it's not as authentic.
Well, no, so you want to like, go to them. It's like coming here.
Exactly.
When you're in California and you go to a mom and pop shop, a Mexican food place, you don't want to go to fucking Taco Bell or Del Taco.
No, well, first of all, if you go to Taco Bell, Del Taco, we cannot be friends because that's not real Mexican. And if you think that's Mexican, you can eat my natural Latin faggot ass, okay? Like, no.
No. If you were born and raised in California, such as Ben and I, then you should know what Mexican food is in California. And I realize that there are people in other states who are like, no, our tacos are just as good. No, sweetie.
No, bitch.
They're not.
I've been to Arizona and their Mexican food.
No, their Mexican food is not good.
And don't even get me started on Texas, because that's just
Texas.
Well,
okay, but Texas... But the thing is Texas and Arizona do border Mexico, so you've got to realize that
but
it's
California
regional.
Has perfected it.
I think California just has a mass inflection of really good Mexican cooks.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their recipes with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to give it up to the fact that the mix of migrant Mexican food and Indian Native American food has given us a lot, like burritos and tortas too. What a lot of people don't realize is burritos are not native to Mexico, they're native to Native Americans because they made the tortilla first, you know. So I mean, it's not about native Mexican, but if you are native Mexican, you're still native fucking American, because guess what, it's Central America.
This bitch.
Okay, sorry.
We're gonna go off on tangents.
Yeah,
I can already tell
for sure
for every single thing we do. But getting back to it, yes, I take people off the beaten path. If I don't know the language, Google bitch, you figure out what you want to ask, you put that shit through Google Translate, you learn how to say it, and you ask a local. And then you can ask them, hey, you know, but ask them in their language.
You can also have them listen to the Google Translate, right?
Actually, true. Yeah. But you can also, like...
try and say
it. I mean,
yourself.
A lot... The thing about Europe, actually, is... Especially when I was in Portugal, a lot of Portuguese actually can't have a good understanding of English. So really? It's like I would try in Portuguese. I would say a few words, but that's they so knew, they spoke English, so they had no problem. And I asked the locals, where do I go? What do I do here? And they recommended me. So yeah. It's like you always want to ask locals, where do you guys go? Where yeah. And if it seems like it's like, oh, I don't want to go there, because it's like, no, just go there. Just go there.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to find. And that's why when I know Ben goes out of town, I'm like, oh, I'm watching Snapchat today. It's not a YouTube. Yes. It's not a YouTube spiral. It's a Snapchat spiral. Because I really enjoy Ben's Snapchat. You know what? As a matter of fact, what's your Snapchat so people can, you know, see your Snapchats?
Oh,
maybe we should put it in the description, too.
Yeah, put that shit in the description.
But what's the name of it? You never know.
What's the name of it?
What's the name of it?
Beninya.
Beninya, is it?
No.
No, it's not.
It is Benny, Benni, 760.
Oh.
That's only because Benny 323 was already taken. I don't know which bitch took that one.
Don't say that because it could be a listener. You never know.
Oh, well, you know what?
Welcome to the podcast.
I hope you're listening. Because if you're younger than me, I was born in LA before you.
Yeah, he is a transplant from LA. I'm a transplant from Orange County, but way too long ago. I came here in 1986.
Oh, wait, yeah. Where do we live? In Palm Springs. Well, Palm Springs.
No.
No, we have to say no. Palm Springs because a lot of these people just
No, they know where Indio is because they know where Coachella Fest is.
You'd be surprised how many idiots I've talked to.
Hey, let's not insult the people that could possibly be listening.
No, okay, not you guys, but in general, I'm sorry, but if I ask you, hey, do you know where Indio is? And you go, no. And I say, have you been to Coachella? And you say, yes. You're an idiot.
Because you haven't been to Coachella. Because Coachella Fest is in Indio.
Yes. And we live, well, I live in Indio.
I live in Indio.
Oh, you do? Just kidding. Now
I do. I live in Indio. I just don't go to Indio very often, even though I live there. Mm. But that's all right.
We're going to have to start doing videos with this stuff because people need to see us.
Okay, so this is going... I think we should wrap it up and just like... Okay, so this is our first shot. It's only 20 minutes.
It's literally random as shit.
It is.
I think...
Tell us what you want to hear.
Gather our thoughts. And we have to do like a full...
agenda.
Thorough introduction.
We do. I mean... I'm still going to put this out because maybe somebody will be like, that's interesting. Or they'll be like, that's total shit. Please don't ever say anything else again.
No, bitch. No, that's going to put me to say some more shit.
No, he'll say shit anyway. But anyway, if you like our podcast, let us know. And if you don't... don't let us know because we have really hurt feelings.
No, I'm just kidding.
We don't.
We're the ones hurting the bitches' feelings.
No.
Now they're going to try to hurt our...
No, don't hurt our feelings. It's okay. Anyway, I hope everyone has a good night. And we out.